Rwanda deportation plan fails to take into account climate change, woke Archbishop says. By Peter Catalan, December 19, 2022. A now-retired archbishop within the Church of England has attacked Britain's plan to deport migrants to Rwanda for not taking into account climate change. John Sentamu, a former Archbishop of York within the Church of England, has attacked the UK's plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda over it allegedly not taking into account the effects of climate change on the country. The comments were made public just as the United Kingdom's High Court ruled the Rwanda plan legal, and the government said it was committed to the Common Sense scheme to help would-be asylum seekers start new lives in countries with cheaper living costs. It is the latest of many instances of the UK's official denomination of Protestantism backing wokery, with senior figures within the church frequently preaching open borders and previously openly echoing leftist talking points on the likes of transgenderism. In a foreword to a Christian Aid report titled Climate Crisis and the UK's Rwanda Refugee Policy, Sentamu lashed out at Britain's Home Office for allegedly not considering the dangers climate change could pose to Rwanda while formulating its deportation scheme. The government's decision to deport refugees seeking asylum to Rwanda is abhorrent and has been widely criticized for being a dereliction of our human rights responsibilities, the former archbishop wrote. As a proud African, I have a great love for my continent, but I'm also aware it faces many challenges, not least a climate crisis not of its own making, he continued. Rwanda is going to become an increasingly inhospitable place in the coming decades due to climate change. The fact that the Home Office hasn't even done a risk assessment on the climate dangers posed to refugees it plans to deport there reveals its lack of care and concern for their well-being, he went on to say. Sentamu's comments attacking Britain's Rwanda deportation scheme are far from the first time senior members of the Church of England have waded into contemporary politics over the last number of years, with various former and current archbishops frequently voicing support for leftist talking points. For example, a former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, previously described the process of becoming transgender as a sacred journey similar to one's conversion to Christianity, while another bishop within the church has claimed that there is no official definition of a woman within the religious institution. Meanwhile, the current Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has frequently used his position to attack the UK Tory government over its feeble efforts to secure the nation's borders, describing the Church of England as working to welcome and serve asylum seekers at every level of society. However, the woke approach of the church's leadership appears to have been of little benefit to the institution itself, with the institution currently in a state of rapid decline, if not outright collapse. For instance, the institution is hemorrhaging members, with the results of a nationwide census in England and Wales confirming that the number of people identifying as Christian within both countries has finally fallen below half of the population. To make matters worse, the Church of England's Anglican Communion, a worldwide association of Anglican churches that are in communion with the Archbishop of Canterbury, is barely a hair's breadth away from schism, with the woke approach to homosexuality employed by many of the Union's faithful in the West scaring many other sister churches into either considering or actively leaving the Union. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.